Let's hold it a minute. Why? Let me talk about something before we leave here that is in company with what I have just shared this morning. When I was a younger Christian, I noticed something. Even in the campus, some of these older Christians, some of you seen it in the campus. Maybe you just entered the school, you are full of zeal and cool. And some of these people in the final year, they're in the fellowship, but they've become lethargic. They're older. Maybe one time they have been officers in the fellowship. They just become. That was not so clear to me until later when I was outside in the world and get to churches. And people would get to church, and those who are getting older usually just kind of become the wet clothes to dampen things in church. And I remember a particular time I was in Ikorodu years ago, just fire for the Lord, working with the Lord. And there was this man who was a manager of either Johnson & Johnson. We go to his house. He was a Christian. Was born again. Was going to was Four Square Church, but you could see that I was no square spiritual. You go to church. I remember one of the officers or something, you know. But one day we went to see him, and I noticed a marked difference. It was amazing. Can't forget that. Just a young. I was in my 20s that time, and I got to his house, and I saw the way he was talking about the word of God. And the way God just met him, I was looking. I said, "That is the same man, lethargic before." And next thing I saw, he said, "Let's pray," and he fell on his knees. That marked my thinking. So I told myself, when I grow up, I won't be like the way he was before. I'll be like the way I found that it is tougher actually to stay, to have that kind of spiritual tempo. It's tough in the world we live in today to just graduate downward, because the whole system of this world is actually the law of entropy. Everything is graduating down and decaying. So they asked Jesus one question, Matthew 18. The apostles asked him. Let's look at verse 1. Hallelujah. Praise God. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Who then? I mean, They've been trying to find out, how do you... So let's look at Jesus' reply. What did he say to them? Then Jesus called who? A little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you'll by no means enter." You know something about Jesus, he was saying that you want to be the greatest. He said that way to the greatest is to become younger. Amazing. To stay with the freshness of a child. When I was in the campus, I remember medical school, there was somebody in the fellowship, and they would tell me, "If you have seen that brother in his glorious days." He said, "What? If you have seen that brother," you know, I never did. My friend would sit down and tell me a story about him. He was not so, you know, it's just normal. It's just an average. I can't forget his name. His name is on my mind right now. You know, it made mark on me. So Jesus is saying, you have to transport yourself to that tight thing. And not just as you get older, you get younger, you get the higher you go. In fact, somebody wrote a book called Downward Mobility. You have to keep going against the time of your life. Now, I believe that what I'm going to say now may sound really weird. I believe that's why God allows some troubles to come to our lives. That's why God does not stop all the issues in our lives. Because there's a tendency as we get older and we get comfortable. In fact, if you read that, what you just read, Matthew 5 and Luke 5, it says, "Blessed are the poor." Then they say, "Woe upon you who are rich, for you shall suffer hunger." You know? So as you get older, there's a tendency to become calcified. That's when we have arthritis in our joints. that we have to prevent by upward and keep on motion. I don't know how to tell us, exercise. Huh? We have to do that. And you can see the whole world now, they are turning toward freshness and youthfulness. Am I right? Everybody's, I mean, people that are old. When I was very small, my father was in his 50s, 60s. I thought he was old. This is not, I'm not old now. I'm not old. I don't know. I don't feel old. Prof, you know, I don't feel like Baba, you know, that kind of thing. Let me put down with their tools. I remember that I'm in my 60s. You know, sometimes I'm passing on the road and I see a small child coming and I just want to stop and let the child pass. Because in my mind, it was just to honor other people. Then I remember that, hey, you got some gray, that's why they stop for you. You know, I mean, one day I was taking my walk, they greeted me, the cast said, Pelessa. I said, ah. Then I remember, I've not cut my hair. You know, that kind of a thing. You know, So as you get older, if you look at when they were going to the promised land, they sent out 12 spies. They were mighty men, they are experienced in war. And 10 began to speak from their wealth of experience. And that's the poverty of the soul. To have accumulated so much material experience that when God now beckons on you, you just can't move. So I want to spend some time today to talk about how God can take us into that adventures of living. You see, children, they have a sense of wonder. They want to travel. They want to. Have you ever seen a child taken out of their house? They are happy. They want to get out. You have to struggle to bring them inside again. They just live as if, you know, all the money is available. My wife saw the account of her mom years ago. She saw how much they are, 3 or 4,000 naira. She said, Mommy, let's go and buy B2. So, mom, go. Are you B2 buy mama's money for doing business? So, let's talk about how will God, let me help you. Some of these troubles you have once in a while that God allows to skate into your life is for that purpose to get you to wake up, to stand up, to do something like Caleb said, give me this mountain. And if you don't ask for give me this mountain, he'll give you the mountain. And you're going to have to do some scrambling. Praise God. Let's go to Hebrews 11. John 11, verse 1. We're just going to read the story and just learn from there how to mitigate against oldness of faith and become revived and vibrant in our faith. Now, a certain man, I believe that this story was put in the Bible for some of us who have gotten really familiar with Jesus. We have spent years with him. We have become his friend. We know the knot and bolt with Jesus. A certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Certain man. It was that Mary. Now, they began to specify the brother, the sister of that Lazarus. He said, it was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So it was not just Lazarus now. It was even his sister. They were in a company. It is giving her best to the Lord. Let's keep on reading. Therefore, the sister sent to him, you know, Martha? Lord, behold, he whom you love is what? Amazingly, Jairus' daughter was sick at the point of death. Jesus just jumped up and started going there. Am I right? But let's look at next verse. When Jesus heard this, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be what? Didn't he die? I'm asking. Didn't he die? I'm asking now. He died. You know, the older you get, the more your words are rephrased. You say, did he die now? Let's go on. Next verse. Now, Jesus did what? Loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Remember, he'll go and eat in their house. Martha was cooking. They bring them in. And he said, he loved Lazarus. We never heard that he loved the woman or the issue of blood. Or he loved Jairus, or he loved that centurion man. Now, the placement of verses in this chapter cannot do me one kind. Now, what he says, now Jesus loved Martha. Go back, please, I beg. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister Lazarus. So what should we do next? I mean, join the boss yesterday. My friend is sick. No. My friend is broke. No. Now, Jesus loved. What did he do next? Next verse. Jesus loved. So, when he heard that he was sick, he stayed. So, Jesus loved. Jesus loved. So, what a friend we have in Jesus. So, he stayed back. 2 more days in the place where he was. You know, one time I thought like this. It really hit me that it's my friend. He wait for me. You know, if you go to a place and your friend is giving something out, you don't jump in and start struggling with the multitude. You know he has something for you. I mean, you don't. I mean, a friend there now, like Nigerians do. I mean, like, No, real friends don't do that. Let other people be taken care of. Because we are friends. You have something reserved for me. So stay 2 more days in the place where he was. So sometimes when you don't seem to get what you are after, sometimes when things just, the Lord is not there, it's challenging you to come out. And there was a song about walking on the water. That song by Hillsong. On the sea, you know? That song. Spirit, come. Yeah. You remember the song? I know you can come up with any song anytime. That's my song encyclopedia or Wikipedia or Songipedia. You remember the song? Yes. Okay, please put it on. Okay, can you dig it out for me? Can you? Do you remember the beginning?
You call me out upon the waters.
That's the one. Yes, great. Hold on. Take it. He called me what?
Call me out upon the water.
He called me out upon the water.
The great unknown. Where feet may fail.
Do you hear that? What a friend. Give us that. Spirit lead me.
Spirit lead me when my trust is without borders.
Without borders. Help me walk upon the water.
Wherever you may call.
Don't worry. They'll get the song for us. Don't worry. Let me not torment you. Don't worry. Thank you. Let's clap for her. Thank you. Don't worry. They'll get it out for us. Thank you. Get it out for us. Find something. Get it out for us. This deep water. Sometimes I just feel safe. Thanks, everything is working well. I'm all right. You start finding your feet. Has that happened to anybody in the last 1 year? Something you're finding your feet. Anybody here? Your time is coming. Relax. You know how it is. The Lord knows how to call us out to the deep water, great unknown. Nobody likes it. Let's keep reading. Stay 2 more days where he was. Let's go on. I'm going somewhere. Then after this, said to the disciples, after 2 days, he said, let us go to Judea again. Then the disciples started, those guys around him, look at what he said. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and are you going there again? You like trouble, Jesus? And we're in your company. We can't afford to go, you know? They know Jesus can disappear, but they have safety thereafter. You know, you can just pura. You know what they call pura? You know, Lord, everybody are over here. Are you going there again? Next verse. And he said to them, oh, this is the beauty. There are not 12 hours in the day. This kind of thing really confuses me sometimes when he's talking. But let's look deeper. If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. Look at next verse. But, if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles because there is the light is not in him. How much light is in you? Are you having new light in your heart? Are you seeing new things? The greatest gift of maturity is revelation and light. You see, the first thing God called for is light. What last did you see? Or just look inside of you, just confusion and disorder and chaos of the world around us. It can be interesting. It's called anxiety, worry around us. It stumbles. It walks in the night. The night is in the world out there. They're all confused. You can see the papers. You can see the information. You can see the news. You can see the breaking news. Yesterday, I had to remove breaking news from CNN notification. Oh no, on my Facebook, they just say CNN new post. Do you want to? I said, please, I don't. You know why? Because it's about Kamala Harris and Trump now. And I'm not Trumping nobody. I'm not Harris anyone. About Wally, Wally, I'll continue from there. Are you hearing me? I'm not against the news. Don't get me wrong. But you know, don't hassle me. The light is in me. The light is in me first. I must tend to that light in me. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Whether dollar goes up or goes down, if I don't have it, does it matter? Or if I have it, that makes it all the difference. Praise God. I don't want to say this publicly, but I'll do it right now. One time I wanted to change some dollars. So I told Brad, help me. Then he said, it has gone down. I said, stop. Don't change it. He was giving testimony. He exposed me some times ago. He said, hey, you stop. I said, why? I wonder. Why, reverend? He said, stop it. Don't do that. And of course, that's light. That's light. And we're all, pff. Are you hearing me? You just don't scramble like the world people. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor, I always feel about to travel. I just feel this fear. Is it from God? That's not light. That's darkness. If God wants to warn you about traveling, he will do it in a light way. We're just going to start scaring you. Like one time, I had a dream in the night. Pack your load and go to Bomaso. I said, I'm not going anywhere. That's Mrs. Kennedy's town. I'm not going anywhere. I don't like a town. That's just a joke. I'm just joking. You know. I mean, you just don't just move like that. Like one young man came to me years ago. He said, can you advise me? I said, what? He said, I received a word that I was going to Saudi Arabia to go and preach there. Can you advise me? I said, boy, your head is going to go. Let's keep reading. So he said, let's go on. Next verse, please. These things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus is sleeping, but I go that I may wake him up. Let's go next. The disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he get well. You know, people say that they would love to be around Jesus when he was here. I don't think so. When Jesus was here, those guys were confused more than anything. You never know what Jesus will do next. You don't know. You're going to go to somebody's house, eat their food, and say, woe upon you. You disciples will be taking scrambling for your way. Lord, if he sleep, he will get well. You know, when you start, in my younger days, I thought death was very violent. Of course, accidents sometimes. But death is just sleeping. My friend was telling me, his wife slipped over to the other side. He said, we were just worshiping and worshiping and worshiping and worshiping and worshiping. And I just, she slipped over. For a Christian, you don't go through the harrowing death. Death has been conquered by Jesus. He just ushers you to the other side. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? Just ushers you to the other side. Remember, my driver was telling me that he's from a boss. The daughter was sick, so he was taking care of the girl. And he said, I was standing beside her, and I didn't know. He said, when I looked at her, it was as if she was just sleeping. Let's keep on reading. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking rest and sleep. Next verse. Now, let's just stop there. Don't say about Christians, may so rest in peace. Did he die saved? You don't have to worry about him anymore. It's not that I want to pray, God, let him come back so he can start his life. Let's go on. Lazarus is dead. Now, this is where I'm going. Next verse. And I'm glad for your sake. You want to become a child again? You want to get things happen in your life? I'm glad for your sake that I was not there. I withdrew my presence. I refrained from going there. What you are going through, you think I'm not there. Yeah, you think that. He said, but I'm glad. I said, Jesus, that's sadistic, man. That you may. So the whole purpose here is to get you back in faith. Because remember, faith overcomes the world. Remember that verse we read, 1 John 5, was it last week? In Message Bible? Let's look at verse 4 and verse 5. Hallelujah. Take a look. Message Bible. 1 John 5, verse 4, verse 5. Quickly, I beg. Our time is running. Okay, the computer is having its own mind. For whatever is born of God, what does it do? Now give me in Message Bible. Thank you. Quickly. Every God begotten, how many of you are begotten person here, born again, conquers the world's way. The conquering power that brings the world to its knees is what? Our faith. So once in a while, God will set up Goliath on your way so you can know you have something. And it's time to become Ben 10. I know you don't know Ben 10. Your grandchildren watch it. But those days, once in a while, I'll sit down and watch along with them. Your children just love cartoon. My wife will say, dear, what are you doing? I said, I'm staying with them. She said, you are watching too. You know, I mean, you just see the guy just fly over the roof. In real life, you don't do that. But kids just live in that kind of world of Superman. But we got super faith that can conquer the world. Praise God, somebody. And once in a while, please listen to this. Once in a while, God will let something slip by. Maybe a particular financial major thing or health issue or something happen. Or something happened with the children. Or recently something happened. I was telling my kid. I said, you know what? You're going to have to believe now. This is what this all set up is for. Go back to that John 11 verse 6. What did he say? And I'm glad. Quickly, give us. Or give us even a Message Bible. Let's see it in Message Bible. I don't know what he said in Message Bible. John 11. Whoever is there, please help me fast. My time, I have limited time. Okay. Is that the verse? Verse what? Now we stopped. Is it verse 10? Verse 9. Okay, give us verse 9. No, we passed this stage. 16. 15. Okay, give us 15. And I'm glad. Oh, I love this. For your sake that I wasn't there. You're about to be given new grants. Help us say that. New grants. One more time. New grants. New grants for believing. I'm not trying to sink you. I'm not trying to kill you. I'm not trying to wipe you out. That symptoms you are feeling in your body, that issue you are facing, that life that is looking threatening, that money that you don't have, I'm not trying to scare you and abandon you. No. Step out. Praise God, somebody. Even in your old age, new things will happen for you in Jesus' name. But new things have to go beyond our comfort zone. Hallelujah. You're about to be given new grounds for believing. Oh, this one is not selling anymore. Okay, like Bartito, you know, when COVID came and it was into T-shirt, who want to buy T-shirt in COVID? Huh? So, how will he pay his staff? So, I told them, God said, go tell them, you're going to still pay them. Ah! New grounds for believing. He said, give them half salary until they recover again. Huh? So, Stamuchi, am I right? So, they start paying him after. But we don't get it. So, one time God said to it, go and tell them, we're going to go back to business again. We're going to do well again. He was praying. God said, go tell them, you're going to do good. I don't want to teach it in here as you go. So, he went to his staff. He called them, Brother Tito usually looks very unserious. He's a man who works with God. Slowly smiling. He said, my staff come. God's going to start surprising us. And if we get ready for work, that's going to be work. When if you say, Lord, that's been stupid, don't you know? That's really been mad. I'm detailing them, God's going to. And that same week or thereabout, somebody called from Lagos. They were asking for some new T-shirt that can reduce the price. Am I correct? And then, things just picked up again. How are you going to have more money if you only stay with the money you have? Come on, tell me. How will your children have new shoes if they don't get their legs to grow? Some children's legs grow so fast. And your life must be like that to keep on growing. You're about to be given new grounds for believing. Let's title this message, New Grounds for Believing. Praise God. So, let's go to him. Are you being tippy-toed? Are you being knocked off? Have you been out of balance? Praise God. Huh? Being out of balance is a good thing for you so you can find the rebalance. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Our time is up. Let me round up like this. So Jesus went there. You know what his friends accused him of? He showed up 4 days later. Thought the guy's dead. He took them some journey. They didn't have airplane to travel. Let's look at what happened. When he got down there. So his friends. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Let's go. Verse 20. Sorry, verse 17 first. Give us verse 17. Go back to. Okay, let's just read this one. When Jesus finally got there, he found Lazarus already dead, already 4 days dead. Go on. Now Bethany was not Jerusalem about 2 miles away. And go on. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Next verse. Now Martha, as soon as he heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. I love this story. God put 2 women in the Bible so you know the kind of wife you have. There are some wives that matter. They stand up to you. Some other wives, they're like Mary. They couldn't calm down. You need both of them. Once in a while, you need Martha to become Mary, Mary to become Martha. So Martha, when they heard that Jesus was, he left everybody. I'll go deal with him. I put money in his ministry. I gave him my food. My brother is dead. Unlike Jairus, he didn't come quickly. Next verse. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have died. But you know, he is a veteran in faith. So next verse, what did he say? But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. See, he swing. First of all, command, then he swing. Then Christ took him on the swing. Next verse. And Jesus said to him, your brother will rise again. So the Lord said to him, your brother will rise again. Look at our answer. I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. That's the danger of adulthood. You know enough to tie yourself up. You know what God can do. And you know that it's not been done like that before. Are you here, everybody? You know how you finish your house? You finally finish your house. Build another one. Olorun le say, but kafara baledi o. Like somebody said, there's a terrorist who said, Afa, Erenle, Agutameka, Kogatubayin. Jesus said to him, back. See that back and forth as older Christian? Next verse quickly. He said, that thing you are waiting for, I'm that resurrection. And the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. I didn't bargain for this. Let's not go too far with this theology now. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? I'm a partner in your ministry. You know the answer, but very tactical answer, like all of us older Christians. Look at the answer. Yes, Lord, I believe that. Do you believe this? I believe that. I have the general one. Not specific. You don't go that far. I know God can do all things. But this one. You know what happened next? After she said that, she just left Jesus. She went away and called Mary and said, the teacher has come. argumentative. And I'm not getting anywhere. When Mary came, you know what Mary did? She said the same thing that Martha said, but on her knees with tears. Let's read quickly. Next verse. Let's go. As soon as I heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now, Jesus had not yet come to the temple, but was in the place where Martha met him. Next verse. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, and saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out. Now, wait. The crowd never followed Martha. Have you noticed that? I don't have time for that today. But Mary, she had that soft, that heart, that knocking to people. No, see, let me say something to you, women here. The older you get, the softer you should get. That's where your power is. You can't just, even for men too, as you get older, you can't just browbeat your way through. Because even your kids are no longer kids. I say, now, dress up and go. They say, Daddy, Father Ballet, say, go sing on. But those days, I'm the Alpha and Omega. Now, I'm in between. Jesus is the Alpha and Omega now. You know, last Friday, one woman put a prayer request. The Lord, pray the Lord will take stealing and lying from the heart of my son. So I ask a question. How many of us stole when you were small? How many of you stole? Don't raise your hands. How many of you stole and lied when you were small? Thank you, Brother Peter. You are very honest. How many of you stole and lied? Oh, okay, you lied. You didn't steal. If you didn't see your hands up, you are not a born again. You lie. Huh? Okay, born again now. Lift up your hands. Okay, that's okay. You know, all of us did. You know, when we were very small, we thought our parents knew everything until one day we took one piece of meat and nobody knew. You discover that they are not omnipresent. But God, great was the day that they found out about you. That's why you are here today. When they found out and they beat it out of you. Now you woke up now and you never do that again. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. She followed, go to the tomb to weep there. Next verse, and she saw Jesus. Mary came where Jesus was and saw him. She fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, I wouldn't have died. Look at what happened next from Jesus. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. See, in the case of Peter, in case of Martha, they were discussing, argumentative. But in the case of Mary, something broke loose. That's why love is before faith. Three things will remain: faith, hope, and love. But love is the greatest. Do you know what? Even when my faith is not working, I love him. Even when things are not going the way I think it will go, I love him. And that love, because of his love, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So first, I had a woman say something, forgive me for saying using this word in church. She was talking, said, my sister can take any shit. Forgive me. I understand what I'm doing. So not me. Not me. And we can see the difference. The sister was getting everything in life. She was not getting so much. Are you hearing me? See, because at the end of the day, those who are gentle and meek, they inherit the world. Hallelujah. That doesn't mean you should not punish people in the office. So VC, please, if anybody mess up, you proceed. Don't do that. You don't do that. You have things to do. And we'll get things done. He grown. And you know the rest of the story? I'm just here today to tell you that whatever is in your life that's difficult is a new ground for believing. So pull out your faith. Praise God, somebody. Get to believing again. Read some books on faith.
Pastor, I read it before.
Read it again. See, for instance, somebody who is reading a book, How to Find Your Way in the Desert, in your parlor, drinking Five Alive. Read that book. How to get out of getting lost in the wilderness. Read it. But when you are now in the wilderness, pull out the book again and go line by line. Praise the Lord. I have some books I read again and again because it's attending to my life. Can we lift our hands and say, Father, I'm your friend. I love you. But thank you for the new grounds for believing. Thank you that what I'm looking at is not an ocean where I will sink. It's not a river that will carry me away. Rather, it's a new horizon for believing. Lord, in the midst of all this coming at me, I'm seeing a new horizon. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge my territory. I know you will do it. I know you will do it. Because you are a faithful friend. You always enlarge the capacity of those who are around you. You never let them stay still. Bless you today. Can you pray for that person next to you and say, Father, enlarge his territory. Enlarge his, and let your hand take into the great unknown. Enlarge. Enlarge. Enlarge his territory. Expand his coasts. Let your hand carry, lift, and make life more definite. Oh, thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Now open your eyes. When we are praying, I was shown this. Don't wait for mountains to come to you. That's not the best adventure. Rather, look for others and help them adventure. You won't have too much trouble yourself. You know what I just said? Let me say that again one more time. You see, if you get involved in others' troubles to see that they get delivered, you have less trouble yourself. Are you hearing me? That's just the truth of the matter. So I will say that, start using other people's horizons to increase and take them as your own. And then your own will become minimized. Hallelujah. Choir, do we have a song? Let's come and sing. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Okay, we're going to give our offering at the same time as we give. Our Heavenly Father, thank you. We bring our offering.